That's how we own it.
COVID is becoming a thing again, where all of a sudden folks are starting to get infected with COVID in large groups. I just had, actually, my makeup artist was just telling me that a group of her friends were together recently. They've been getting together for a while, but just this time that they got together, several people within the group got COVID. Hopefully all of them will be fine and it won't, you know, be life-threatening, but that's also a thing. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening as always, but I do think that unfortunately we have to, I don't think we should ever return to a time where people have to work every day outside of their homes. I do not think that that is productive. I think we have.
I don't know if that's really true. I think there has to be a balance of anything.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said every day.
Well, it depends on the job that you have, right? You can't sweep the floors from your house. You know what I'm saying? You can't manage the store that's down a block from your home.
But what you can do, though, is set it up where people have a work schedule that allows coverage of individuals so that one person is not sweeping the floors for, you know, 40 hours a week, but instead they get a certain amount of hours, a pay increase, so they're still making the same amount of money.
But that don't really add up to it. How do you get a pay increase? You want somebody to get a pay increase for less work?
No. Let me
say. Okay, bring it down.
First of all, people should be allowed time to be able to take a class, learn some other. If America is going to at any point ever in life, in my lifetime, in your lifetime, mm-hmm. accomplish what it says and rise to its greatest place, then we would give people tools that they need so that they can make more money and be more successful, right? But if you are a person who's working all day, maybe 2 and 3 jobs, you might not have time to take a class also while you're trying to take care of your kids so you can get that promotion or what have you. The whole problem is that people who are sweeping floors are getting paid below the wage that it is required for them to be able to take care of their families. So if you're making $8 an hour, that should not be a thing anymore in our society. People, the minimum wage increase at $15 should be the norm, and $15 ain't shit. So
the thing about this, let's say mm-hmm. I got a little mom and pop store, mm-hmm. right? I'm paying $5,000 a month for the rent. I'm paying each employee $15 an hour. I need about 5 or 6 employees, and I don't make the amount of money to pay none of these people.
Right.
So those things are realistic. So if you're saying that people have to have a minimum amount of things, then there's less employees that I have. So if it's less employees that I have able to pay $15, and that's less people that's able to work throughout a 40-hour day. So if I got to pay everybody $15 an hour, I only got 2 people I could pay, right? Because I can't afford to pay nobody else.
Well, here's
because I'm not making enough money. The rent is too high, especially when you look at inflation. The rent is too damn high. Everything is going all the way up. It's so true. To be able to do what you're talking about, it's very hard.
I have to say 2 points on this. The first thing is that our government should be giving better subsidies to small businesses, right? So that these small businesses can access capital to keep them afloat, where they have 2 pools of money, the money that they're bringing in from their products and services and the money that the government is supposed to give and does give to some businesses, right? Because if you are an MWBE in New York, and I don't know about other cities, I know that there are MWBE programs other places, but certainly in New York State, which is a minority woman-owned business, right? And you apply for all of this stuff that it's almost like laying yourself on a slab and telling somebody to stab you 1,000 times in order for you to actually get the certification. But if you're able to get it, one, you get in the pipeline for more contracts, and that's everything from food services, cleaning services. So that's the little sweeping the floor jobs you're talking about, all the way up to, you know, big contracts for the airport and to build things and what have you. You're supposed to be in line and sometimes front of the line to be able to put RFPs in to get those programs. But then there are also subsidies that come down from the state that should go to these small businesses so that you can stay afloat, so that you can, especially in times of like you got COVID and you have other things that happen that will help you to be able to pay your bills. The problem is that MWBEs, Black folks try to apply for, you know how difficult it is for us with application processes, but what they say is women-owned businesses. So guess what happens? White women go get the licenses and the certification, and then they become the owner of the businesses that their white husbands are running. So every area, there is
they figured out a way. You remember what Trump said? Trump said, don't be mad at me. I use the system.
He used the system as it currently stands. But then the second thing is, it's corporate greed, right? Because a part of being able to level out things in our society is that corporations are taking so much. They have employees that are not being paid properly. They are not given the appropriate benefits, and they're not paying their due share of taxes and other things to our society. And so therefore we're living in an unbalanced network, if you will, or reality. And that's one of our biggest challenges. So everything that I'm talking about, yeah, that's like vision for the future. That's hoping one day we'll find a president one day. There'll be a president that will come forward that will have Donald Trump's balls. But, oh, excuse me, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. Hey, I said it. Donald Trump's testicular fortitude, but the moral standing of someone who actually wants to do right by society, where they will say, I don't care if I don't get elected for another 4 years, but this is the shit that I'm going to put in place, and I'm going to hold to my word regardless of whether people like me or not. I don't know when that's ever going to happen because everybody is out here so much for elections, but I would hope that.
Yeah, that's going to, I don't see that really happening. I don't see, but just understanding the justice system and the legal system and all of this system and government now, I just understand that it's all a game. It's all a game. So we just got to figure out how we can play it the best we can and how do we exist within it and build structures, small structures that we can build infrastructures within this that eventually take over. That's the only thing we can do.
I guess when you really think about it, it's certain businesses, essential businesses that definitely, and to my point, if those people have to go to work for 40 hours a week, they damn sure should be being paid essential wage, right? But at the same time, I feel like people who work from home people who have jobs that are able to be conducted from home, they should be able to be on a schedule that provides opportunity for them to be with their kids, for them to, go to a class, take care of themselves, and still be able to work. But then, yes, I think we all should absolutely be outside around other individuals, talking, networking, and connecting with people, because there is 100% a problem with folks sitting at home and really starting to suffer from mental health issues, you know, as a result of them not being around other people. So I agree with you about that. Speaking of people being at home, can we talk about what's happening with public safety in schools? Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been getting calls every day from individuals. Every day.
It's unbelievable. Like, you know, first of all, there's always somebody getting shot, man. RIP to the 4 kids that just got killed and 10 people got shot. Another vigilante is like, how does that continue that? You know, like I'm not saying vigilante. I want to say school shooter, not vigilante, because it wasn't vigilante. But how does it constantly, are these kids able to walk into schools with guns and kill people? It's just, to me, it just makes no sense. You know?
But Ray Ray is walking into school with a gun too.
But I'm not saying he's not, but, and I'm saying, how is he doing it? Right? How is it?
If you want more metal detectors, what do you want?
What I want is more, not metal detectors. I want more school probing. I want more school being attentive to the children. And may, I don't know if it's metal detectors per se, but I think that there has to be something set up to where kids aren't able to walk into school with guns. You know, well, like
the only thing is, mice, that means law enforcement. So we have to, and I'm glad we're having this conversation because we really do need to talk through what is the next level, right? There is law enforcement is what people immediately go toward. Now, we could say, well, we need to put more anti-violence experts in the school, right? Brothers like Shanduke McVada and others who AT Mitchell and I mean, I could get in trouble because the list is so long of those people who do that work. And we could say, let's put them in the school. But then if something happens and they are not accredited or have some type of specific certificate from the state or the city, they put themselves in danger that if something happens, it's blamed or placed at the feet of the anti-violence expert. But then you have law enforcement in the school, and clearly with metal detectors and everything else, that's not working. So I don't know.
I think there has to be a system set up. I just think that at this point, I think there definitely needs to be different gun laws.
True.
I think there should be some system set up. I don't know if it's metal detectors per se, but I think schools should have some type of structure, which you just not allowed in school with guns. Like, I just think there should be some level. And I don't know.
But you're not allowed in school with guns now.
Well, they're constantly getting in there with and killing people. So there has to be something, you know. I'm all against over policing, but I do think in these kids, our kids should be able to go to school and be safe. Like, kids should not have to, you know, like you said, the bullying and the way that kids are being, the lack of real protection in school for kids is detrimental. Like, I've literally watched, you know, I even think about when I was in school, there were kids able to come to school from different schools and just walk in and jump people. And, you know, back in the days we had gangs called the Decepticons, who used to literally get on trains and come to schools and jump people, slash them, rob them, like do all these things. And that was happening back in the 90s, you know, in the late 80s. So that was happening in our high school. They was able to get into school and rob people, you know, at gunpoint, at knife point. So I think there has to be a more robust strategy to protect kids, especially when you start getting high school, like bullying in high school, not as much as junior, but high school is a big thing. You know, it's a real big thing. And I have friends, we both have friends who reaching out saying that they're having issues. I remember my son was going to school in Washington Heights, and he's like, kids were trying to jump him. Like, I literally had to go to school. It was kids. It was all out brawls. I remember we used to have brawls and people brought guns to school. And it's like, there has to be a strategy to which, or you have people, like you said, violence interrupters, who are in those streets and, you know, in those communities, in those schools, who probably kids who graduated from school and still have some notoriety in the schools and just don't want to go to college or whatever. And they have a job and they're like monitors. Kind of like, remember we had hall monitors back in the days? Like, we should have advanced hall monitors who go to the schools, who in the schoolyards, who at lunchrooms hearing, you know, such and such, because it's always a gossip. Oh, such and such is beefing. They're gonna fight after school, and we're going to jump them, like, and are able to get in front of those things, because it's a serious thing. Like, it's not like little kids fighting in the school. At that point, it turns to with guns and knives, and people are losing their lives in school.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, you're not going to get a debate out of me. Something has to be done. I know, and I think it starts with the top, because the administration in many of these schools is not doing enough, either because they don't want to touch it or they don't want their schools ranked as being violent, you know, on their in the stats. Also because privacy and protection becomes a thing, especially when you have ignorant parents, like the parents of the young man who just killed those folks in whatever state that was in, the white parents that told his, you know, that told him don't get caught next time in the text messages. You either have ignorant parents like that, like Kyle Rittenhouse's mother, who was an evil criminal that took her son somewhere with guns that she knew he wasn't supposed to have, or you have ignorant parents like Tisha or, you know, Lisa in our community who is talking about leave my son alone, don't say shit to my son, you know, or my daughter or whatever, I'll come up there and do X, Y, Z, and that's right, it's on. So like you on all sides, you've got parents that become a big part of the problem, a big part. And we don't like to talk about that. We love to sit by and watch a racist white person do something crazy and then we talk shit about them. We love to sit by and watch, you know, somebody who is, you know, a serial killer that we can identify all the things that happened and how the parents were no good and this and that and the third. We don't like to also sit down and talk to regular folks that look like me and you in our communities and say this.
Cut the bullshit.
Cut it out. We need to be involved too.
We do. We definitely do.
So
definitely.
I don't, you know, I don't know. I don't know how you stop a person from bringing guns. I mean, we just saw that a kid in New York a couple of weeks ago had a gun. He got caught with a gun. And $30,000. And then once they did more investigation, there were more guns in the school. Whether or not they were connected to him, I didn't follow the story enough to find out, but I know that there were guns in that school. So we know that this is a problem that's happening. And to your point, it's got to be dealt with because people, history has shown when we don't address it as an institution, the school, the parents, people die, people commit suicide. People drop out of school. You want to know why your kid isn't paying attention? Probably because they're depressed. They might be being bullied. They may just be tired of the bullshit. Can't even focus in class. I know when I was in school, sometimes I could not focus in class for all the outbursts and the yelling and screaming that went on with all types of kids. So you can't say, well, let's go to the white schools because you got kids that's showing up there pissed off about whatever their problems are out of their parents' basement, shooting up the building. You can't say, okay, well, let's go to the school with the Latino kids because guess what? They slice your face. You can't say, let's go to the school with the Black kids because there's gang wars. Everywhere our people turn, everywhere we turn, there's problems and discrimination and ways that you could try to escape the system and you can't. You cannot.
Can't. System, this system is well designed for failure. And when you get out, that's why I celebrate anybody that gets out of the system, man, because it's set up like, I tell people all the time, when I look at the school system and the structure and being incarcerated, it's pretty much the same thing. It pretty much mirrors, the average school pretty much mirrors the way that a prison is designed, in the coloring, the way it looks, the mess hall looks like the lunchroom, the gym looks like the same gym. Like, only thing that's not in the classrooms is there. Only thing that the classrooms imitate the cells because the way it's lined up door to door. Only thing that the schools don't have is cells. So, you know, when you think about it, man, I don't know, man.
You want more metal detectors or some kind of way.
I do, because that's the way that they protect you in the jails, right? Because you got to walk through metal detectors. So a lot of times they catch you when you got a knife. The average person, they're going to bring a knife to certain places, or they figured out how to do it because they know that metal detector going to go off, right? It's a lot more safer. And unfortunately, I don't know if it's metal detectors is the answer, like I said, but I know there has to be something that makes it impossible, you know, or highly unlikely or hard as hell for you to get in school with a gun and kill somebody.
Well, I'm sure there are some people in the anti-violence space that would say no more, you know, it's not about police surveillance, it's not about metal detectors. I guess that's what they would say. I don't know. I'm with you. We don't know, but we're gonna find out.